welcome everybody to, I guess you would call it episode one of the Patio Potness Podcast. Triple P's, three P's, Anna, whatever you want to call it, aka also known as all that shit. Podcast where pretty much we discuss any motherfucking thing or any motherfucking era with a number of different opinions and viewpoints from different angles and shit. So we like to hear, you know, from people, from folks, and you know, to get a lot of viewpoints on different shit. Today I want to actually start with, to the right of me I have my co-host. I'm so eager to get busy, I gotta excuse me.
Yes,
he goes by the name of
Wentin Stu,
and he's gonna be helping me talk about a whole lot of fuckery, cause that's what this podcast is pretty much based on, a bunch of fuckery. So,
and that could be spelled with a P.
To get started, I wanted to ask my co-host here. Excuse me, I'm drinking Miller High Life right now. I have absolutely no idea why I'm drinking Miller High Life, but it's doing a fucking trick right now. But yeah, I wanted to ask my podcast Patio Potner here. What are your views on kids being too fast these days? Like, what I mean, you know, like, well, I mean, we were fat. Every generation is pretty much fucking like fat. I mean, we all do our.
Well, it is.
But this, like, what are your points on the youngsters this day, these days, like?
You know, not to create my own word, but man, I ain't gonna create the word. I just feel like it's on a whole nother level now. It's a trap for disaster now.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. On the terms of though, like things being so connected, them being so connected to everything else and being like heavily exposed, you know, due to the internet and all types of, you know, electronical shit.
Yeah.
It kind of moved it at a pace, like, you know, before it got to us.
Yeah.
It moved it at a pace to where it's after being exposed to so much more so fast.
And at that point, it's almost like a glimpse of the future, because with it being this fast, like this now, you can only go so. If you think of nothing new under the sun, like if you think of beginning, it's only so far down you can go. But then it's only so far up you can go. So it's like,
There's a roof, yeah.
Yeah, so if it's that crazy now, I guess before I even think of what else is going to happen, I have to ask myself, okay, 15 years ago, so then I'm thinking like, okay, so 15 years from now, those little 15-year-old girls that's going around town looking like they 20 and acting like they 20 and lying and saying that they're 20 and over 18, when they 50 years from now, once they had already got trapped up and having kids, and they might be, you know, they might even have them earlier than that, but you think about that generation, like, yo, what was you thinking? So then you're gonna have another kid, and then with the way this shit is going so fast, how can you imagine life now? And would it, you can even imagine taking 10 or 15 years off of what life is like now.
Well,
you,
yeah,
right. Like, yeah. You can imagine what.
And that's what I'm saying. Is it a bad thing?
It's really a bad thing. Or it's a product of what we can say the kids of today is a product of the evil thoughts. It's almost like an exceeding. It's almost like the climax of the evil plan that somebody had in place. Is basically, because you got to think, the movies, the music, everything that's out there now.
But we're also exposed to music,
and we are.
I want to say even more violent. Real. Yeah, at our time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit was way more fucking street.
Oh, and that's fast.
Way more street than. It gets to a point where you gotta kind of think like what they're exposed to, and being exposed to it so fast, is it new to us, you know, the older ones, because we're the first ones to see like them like, you know, youngsters being exposed to shit so fast. But what if it turns out to them being, you know, exposed to shit so fast when they're young, And maybe it may lead to, like, stupid acts, stupid, you know what I mean, decisions, because you're heavily exposed to this shit, you know what I mean? But when they grow older, like I said, it's also the information wave. It's the information era, you know what I mean?
And that's,
you can collect
scary.
That so fast. You can collect that information so fast.
Yeah, that makes it even scarier, because just like, you know, just like with a woman, okay, as a guy, once the guy sees what he like and he gets the attention, okay, everything cool. Then once he finally gets a piece of that pie, it's like at that point, it's like, okay, what is there else for you to know about this woman? Once you done did it, it's like, okay. And with the exposure today, it's like...
Because we're conquerors. Men are conquerors.
Yeah.
That's why it's like that. You go for the chase, and then once you actually get a chance and you conquer it, and... You want more to conquer. It's a, you know, it's like a drug. It's a feeling.
I put it like this. I think it, from our era, I feel like we're the last of it almost. Like,
yeah, of course.
Where we're like looking. We can both look. It's like we at the drawing point of it all. Like, we can look left and right and say, damn, we was once considered this and this and this and that. But then we see what we have, and it's like, whoa, this is a way different level than... I mean, they're looking grown, more and more grown.
Yeah, it's wild. It's a wild world out there. So what's your issues with shit going on currently in the world?
My issue... My
rather anything, hip-hop.
The fact that we
what's bothering it. You?
What's bothering me?
What bothers you?
Or the fact that we have all this, that we're in the age of information, and instead of the majority of people using that for the positive and greater good, it's being used for
more goofy and entertaining purposes.
It's not being used in the way it really should be. But it's being encouraged to be used in the way that it shouldn't be,
in the goofiest fucking way possible. Yeah. You're absolutely motherfucking right.
Uh-huh.
And doing so, you know, it's a part of the agenda, you know, keep you distracted. And a lot of these motherfuckers in the world are losers. They never got any attention from anything. If you could be something else on the fucking internet, and then people are going for it because they don't know the real fucking you, sitting on your computer eating fucking ramen noodles with your belly hanging over your goddamn Joe boxers. You know what I mean? They don't know that person. They know the motherfucker on the internet they think's kind of fucking funny every day. So they go with that. So they, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of clowns on there.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than anybody just, like, you know, trying to gain real information to, you know, prosper.
Yeah.
But can't be, man. It's more goofies in the world. But yeah. Okay. That's one I agree with.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. You know, think about it. It's like, we...
That's a good one.
It's crazy. You know, it's funny because sometimes I ask myself, man, if the moon had eyes but couldn't talk but could think, imagine what the moon be thinking. Like, man, I've been here all this time, from the good to bad. These motherfuckers don't even know what it was like before they got all this extra shit. So people better be glad that moon don't talk. Like, man, what?
We don't even know if that's really the moon.
Man, ain't that something that when you that's funny that you said that. You know, that's something to think about too, because it's like, man, whoever made this shit, like, damn.
Anything going on with the fucking moon, I get, like, super fucking skeptical.
Yeah.
Every time. The moon landings, all of that shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, what the fuck? The where?
Uh-huh.
The moon, the one that y'all said y'all went to mad long ago.
Yeah,
it was skeptical then.
Yeah,
said, damn, that was mad long ago. Now we done motherfucking sent shit 270 million goddamn miles into space and landed on Mars. Got a rover rolling around Mars and shit, and made all types of planets. But for some fucking reason, no one's been back to the moon.
Yeah, that makes you go, hey, what's going on right away?
No one's been back to them, like, all of this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, yo, go look at the files, the little NASA files and shit about the moon. Man, dude said that fucking shit's missing. You look this shit up yourself, it's all facts.
Mm-hmm.
That information's missing. Someone stole it?
What
the fuck you mean it's missing? Like, that's like a prominent time in goddamn America's history.
Exactly. Oh, y'all destroyed
just so happened. Yeah, just so happens. Yeah. And on top of that, no one's been back.
Yeah. And then they lie and say
it's just sketchy.
That the technology was destroyed. Okay, well, technology's further than what it was now.
Go back.
Yeah.
Go back. You ain't got to plant another flag or nothing. Mm-hmm. They've been already. Just go back. Get some new footage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit ain't popping.
That's something. Go back and get some new footage. And that simple thing right there.
Yeah, shit ain't popping. That's where we live. Sports world. Anybody catch Brown get fucking 46 points tonight? Anybody catch... Anytime you look at a star, and no lie, I say, yo, tonight he gonna drop 48. I thought it was a little bit ridiculous and shit. Then I was like, nah, hold on. This man got more 40-point games than Mike. So I said, all right, cool. So let's see what happened. And the motherfucker dropped 46, and you expected him to drop 48? I don't think people sit back and realize what type of, like, greatness we're seeing from this fucking kid that's been in the league 15 years. This nigga's doing this shit. He's been in the league 15 years.
Carmelo can only wish.
15 years. Carmelo was in that same draft.
Same draft. D-Wade.
D-Wade, same draft.
This nigga Bron still playing.
This nigga Bron did not even fuck with high school. College. No college.
Mm-hmm.
The niggas went to college.
And that's what people forget. Jordan wasn't the best in high
18,
school.
18. That nigga came out 18 years old. And had to live up to every bit of height.
True.
And being the chosen one. We thought he was the chosen one then. It was like, God damn, it's crazy. And he lived up to every bit of
height. Damn, that's some real that's shit. Man.
Something else. But yeah, so he dropped that on them. Now they go back to Boston. You think they got a dub coming in Boston?
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's a dub coming in Boston.
Mm-hmm. After that game, it's almost like, hey.
Well, yeah, it's like this is where you solidify your greatness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not only from going in and scoring, like, you know what I mean, dropping 48, 46, 42, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But from actually, like, rallying the fucking troops. You know what I mean? Because these niggas play fucking terrible on the road. But for this one game, I'm going to need you niggas to do just what I'm finna do, and that's lay it all on the fucking floor. I'm going to leave it all on the court, which that's Sunday. All.
Father's Day.
That's Father's Day?
Yeah, he probably going to kill that game.
Father's Day or Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that. Oh.
It ain't the same regard as Mother's Day, I feel like.
But that's him, though. He got boys.
Yeah, so he gonna kill.
They gonna wake up, nigga. They gonna be right there, too, like, all we want is a dub.
Yeah.
They got little signs like, all we want is a dub, that. And he gonna wake up so fucking juiced. That's a juiced. Boston ain't gonna be fucking ready. But what he gotta do, he gotta install that same type of juice in JR. He gotta install that same type. I don't know with Love. I don't know if he's coming back. I don't know about the concussion shit. I guess we're here. Or whatever. I don't know what's going on with that. But Tristan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
George Hill. You know what I mean? Larry Nance Jr.
Mm-hmm.
If he can install that shit in them too. Fam, it can happen in Boston. Them young niggas get behind. They get the crowd out of it. They'll get nervous. Remember, these is rookies and shit. They'll get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get up and shit, like, if they get ahead and they get the crowd with them and shit, because that's what they feed off and the crowd get with, yeah, it's going to be hard for Bron running to catch up. But, yeah, rally the truth, Bron, and y'all can move on.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll further add to this man's greatness. Yo, we're gonna sub out real quick, man. I'm gonna get back with y'all and shit. You know what I'm saying? Patio partners. Fuck with us twice a week, three times a week. Whatever. We like to hear from.
Peace.